I just picked up the phone and I called Farrell and I said, hey, you and Benjean both sent me an attachment, but it won't load. What's happened? He said, oh, Piggly Wiggly's got drumsticks on sale. You can get 15. He had sent the picture.
My Lord, these men. What the heck? You're thinking like there's a bomb threat or something, and they just want to tell you that the drummies are on sale.
I know, the sticks are on sale.
I can't even with them. I can't even.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Story about Tim in Vermont.
Mm-mm.
Listen, this big cornhead.
So, are you going to tell it on air?
Yeah, we're going. Okay, say welcome. Oh. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, welcome, everybody. This is episode 80. We're moving right along.
We are moving right along. I have lots of just random stupid stuff today, but this wasn't on the plan.
Wait, random stupid stuff?
Yes.
Holly. I don't know if we can allow random stupid stuff on our show or not.
I mean, that's not the tagline. That's literally not the tagline.
That's the whole tagline.
Designer cornbread, yes. random stupid stuff. That's exactly right. Yeah, so I was telling Joni that I'm going to be traveling, and so we were getting our date squared away. And I was telling that I'm going to go to Vermont. We're going out to see Thatcher. The goal is to see Thatcher in New York, so that's really the plan. And so I was telling Joni that I'm going to Vermont, and I was a little upset because we, you know, always talked about going to Vermont together, which we still will do. This doesn't negate that, but you know,
she's ditching me. People.
I'm ditching.
It's actually, she's going on my spring break.
I am.
You see how this works. See how she did me.
No, yeah. But then I had to explain to her. So I'll just let you all, because I was explaining. And first of all, it's not fall. We're going to go in the fall. When you and I go, it's going to be the real time to go, and we'll have to plan it. But Tim was a few weeks back. He said he had a trip to go, a business trip to go out to watch didn't I tell you? No, I must have told Avery.
No,
I'm sorry. I can't remember. You and Avery, you're just the same person in my head.
People get us confused all the time.
I know. It's the height. It's the hair.
Yes,
it's
it
very
is.
Confusing.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going out to, there's some kind of special super smarty pants lab out there that does the wind tests for bridge structures, which that's really cool.
It is.
So what they do is they actually, you know, they make a scale model of the bridge, of the design, whatever, and then they do the various wind testing. You'll be glad to know that, Joni, since you're afraid to go over the bridge. And so it's the special lab up there, and it's in Vermont. So they're doing it for one of their bridges. So Tim's like, well, I want to go see that. And of course, everyone in the company wants to go on this trip. They're all like, yeah, I need to go see the wind test. Yeah, I really feel like the geotechs. I feel like I need to see the wind test. Like,
we all need to see it.
We all need to make sure that we see it so that we can really have the best product. But anyway, so he ends up schlepping his way in, and other, you know, he's like, I don't have to go, but if I can go, I want to go. And so he's like, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Where is it? And he's like, it's in Vermont. And I'm like, Vermont?
I want to go.
I did. Literally, I'm like, oh, I'll go on this one. Because literally, the man invites me on many of his, you know, little travels. I don't go. I don't know that I've maybe a couple times ever gone. Because it's nowhere that interesting. It's like, I'm sorry, Overland, Kansas. I know that you're wonderful, but I don't, it's not, you're not on my bucket. I've already been there. So Vermont. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, babe, I'll go with you on this one. You know, cause really it just would end up me, you know, we'd pay for my flight. I mean, he already has a hotel room. That's the thing. It's like, he's got a hotel room. So if it's somewhere cool, I can just putz around and we can, you know, do a few things together anyway. And he looks at me and he goes, oh, I'll have to check. I'm not sure if you can come. And I'm like, I looked at him, Joni, like he had sprouted another head. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, he literally asks me all the time, uh-huh. You want to come? You want to come? I mean, he's so sweet. And he's like, I'll have to check. I'm like, what do you mean you have to check? I'm like, who do you have to check with? He's like, well, it's a business, you know, only certain people. I'm like, honey, I'm not going to the lab with you. I'm not asking to go on the little field trip. If we pay for my flight and I'm in your hotel room, I'm like, are y'all sharing hotel rooms? Like, literally, I'm like, mm-hmm. Is this like we're going to be roomies with people? Because then I'm out, you know, absolutely, I'm out on that. He literally looked at me like, well, I have to check. I'm like, what are you talking about? And so I just left it. I'm like, whatever. You know, I'm like, I've not been to Vermont. I would love to.
Yeah.
You know, I can putz around and it's in a really pretty place, apparently. Anyway. So I was a little salty. I was a little bitter, but he came back. I don't know when. I guess as we were on the phone with Thatch, because see, Thatcher can get him to do anything. Thatcher's the golden boy, and he can get his dad to do anything. Or just to think of, like, his plans tend to get kind of sometimes, I don't know, just really big. Dad gets big plans when he talks to the oldest. But anyway, we were talking about we wanted to come up and see him. You know, I hadn't been up there yet. We were waiting for the weather to get a little bit nicer before I take on New York. And anyway, so they were talking about it. And it turns out Tim's like, I know, here's what we'll do. Your mom can come with me to Vermont. And I'm like, thank you. And I'm like, okay. And here's the thing. My sweet husband goes from 0 to 100 in like 2 seconds. So it goes from, I don't know if you can come, to, yeah, you're coming. We're staying the couple days. And then we're renting a car and we're going to drive down the beautiful Hudson River Drive because it's like 6 hours to Brooklyn. It's like, we're in a car and we'll drive, we'll take the day, we'll get there, and then we'll do New York. And I'm like,
but I had to check if you can come.
I'm like, you can check this, buddy. I'm going to check you.
Oh, my.
No.
It's getting violent up in here.
No. But anyway, that is the whole story of, I just let him work it all out. I'm like, okay. So that's what's happening. I think I'm going to Vermont. We actually just finally made the plan. So that's that. But I wasn't even planning on sharing that with you. But the story of him being like, I got to check when he asks me every time. I'm like, what is happening? Who do you have to check with? Your boss? Can I bring my wife? What do you mean? What's happening here? So
maybe they were going to share a room.
Well, I asked. I said, do you guys need to, like, is it that kind of thing? Are you out in the boondocks and you guys need to? I mean, they never, you know, these people, they expense everything. They get their own rooms. It's a whole situation. I know. So I'm like, no one's going to know. I said, I don't want to hang out with you people. Like, I'm like, I'm good.
Just going on vacation.
I'm going to go and like thrift shop and look at the little town. Mm-hmm. And
I think Caleb needs to go.
Why does he need to go?
Because he's a civil engineer.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
He can snuggle up with you, Holly.
No. But Caleb, who doesn't even work for the company, might need to come
He might need to come.
Anyway, that's that.
Well, tell me wedding plans. Can we talk about that?
Yes. I guess I can. It doesn't really matter. But yes, we have a date, the 22nd of November.
Okay, now is that wedding or is it, because that's Friday?
That's Friday. They're going to do it on a Friday.
Okay.
So there was available different options. Mm-hmm. But some weekends, just the Fridays were available, you know, because people are more and more doing Friday. It's a little, you know, it's a teeny bit less expensive for the venue rental.
Okay.
Which that helps. But we were like, whatever, you guys just pick the day that makes the most sense, especially because Joey's got family coming, you know. So we're you guys figure it out. So they did. They picked November 22nd, which is just 2 days away from our 30th anniversary.
I was going to say, that is very, very
so we're
going to
be together again, Joni.
I know. We are always. So Holly got married November 24th. And as it would happen, we have been together at almost every anniversary.
A lot of them. Since the kids.
A lot of them. Since we've had kids. And, yep.
Because we actually got married Thanksgiving weekend. It was Thanksgiving that year, so it was a nice time. And Joni was in the wedding. She was just so precious.
I was in my navy blue dress.
You were gorgeous in that blue. I did you right. You put me in a big purple suit.
Well, so. We weren't sure that the dresses were going to get done.
We weren't, but that's another story.
Being sewn on the body like an hour before the wedding. But it's fine.
I just checked out. I was like, whatever. My dress is here. Hope y'all have something to wear. Oh, wedding fun. No, so that is really the only, we have the place too, here in town. It's the Bevo Mill, which is a really cool historic place kind of in South City kind of area in the Bevo Hills, and people in St. Louis will know it. And it's a really cool venue spot, which I'm not super familiar with. I've been there a couple times for things, and it's now right up their alley.
Tell me the name of this again.
It's called Das Bevo, D-A-S, and then B-E-V-O, okay. Two words. And okay. You have to look at the pictures, Joni.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, they want like a feast, winter feast kind of like, you know, I don't know what you, but it's really a beautiful spot, and it's not going to need a lot of any kind of decorating. So that's it. That's the wedding update.
Sorry, Das.
Yeah, Bevo, B-E-V-O. Sorry, you guys get real time.
I know this is.
That's all right.
Yeah.
They got nothing else to do. None of them have anything else to do. They're walking.
Okay.
They're doing dishes. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
So really, that's it. So I know that. Here's the thing. Being on this end, you know, the mother of the bride, you know, the bride and the mother of bride, even though. Joey wants to be as involved as we want. I mean, you know, guys nowadays are so much. Even Tim, when I got married, he wanted to be involved. Like, it's not like in the old school days where, you know,
they just show up. Yeah.
The bride did everything and made all the decisions. And, you know, so it's really nice because it's very much about the couple. But but I do realize, I'm like, okay, the mother of the bride is different than the mother of the groom, like in terms of what you have to kind of help. I mean, my job is to facilitate what those two want to do. So I don't have to like, you know, I just have to kind of take what they want to do and help it to happen.
Make it happen.
But you do have to kind of take the lead on, you know, the timeline and moving things along just because, whereas the mother of the groom, you know, you've got maybe a couple things you need to do, but not really a whole lot. So it's really a good job. It's really a good gig. But anyway. And so is mother of the bride. So anyway, but we'll get more on that. But right now we're just acting like there's nothing we got to do. It's fine. Anyway, should we talk? We need to talk basketball, don't we? I mean,
was a big sports weekend. It was a big, Mississippi State had a big sports weekend.
They did. So, I saw some baseball news. So that was good too.
Yes, the whole
weekend was a banger.
So, SEC tournament is going on. Mississippi State is
basketball. For those of you that are totally clueless, anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're ending up in the we won the quarterfinal. We went to the semifinal, and we're playing number one Tennessee. And so, listen, that is on a Friday, right? It was Friday.
I think that was the quarterfinal.
That was the quarter.
Yeah, because then there was a semifinal the next day, and then but they were in the quarterfinal against number one.
So against number one, we are playing, and it comes on at noon on Friday. Now, I have planning. Really, the kids leave my classroom at 1 o'clock.
Right.
But it was deep clean Friday, and pretty much everybody was done. They were done with their job, and we had finished up because they're the last class coming in to clean. And so,
okay, good.
Anyway, so I turned on the game on the big, we've got this big, you know, I call it the light bright, and I plugged my computer into it, and I pull it up through Hulu, and I turned it on, and we're watching the Tennessee Mississippi State game. Lo and behold, within 10 minutes, here comes my principal, to which I point at him and go, not one word,
not a word,
not a word. I'm surprised he didn't.
Yeah. Do you need something? If not,
not one word. Get out of my class. No.
I don't need to hear anything, or you can sit down and watch, but you need to just.
It was
hush but your
this
mouth.
This is what's happening today.
Well, thank goodness you texted me because I was clueless as to what, I'll be honest, I've been running ragged and I was clueless. So she sent me a quick text saying, are you watching the game? And I was like, no. And I was doing stuff on my computer. So I pulled it up.
I mean, really, we've done well, but we have done well, but I did not expect us to win because we're playing number one Tennessee, and Tennessee has a, I mean, they just do have an outstanding team.
Yeah, okay.
So, but y'all, we were up by 20 points in, in the first half.
It really was
and
something.
We just ran away with it, and Tennessee couldn't hit anything, and we couldn't miss anything. And it just was outstanding.
I mean, they beat them by like 20 points.
It was so fun. It was so fun to watch.
Yes.
And then we played Auburn, and that game was not fun to watch.
Guys.
It was not good. Auburn played some nasty ball. It was a very physical game.
It was an extreme. You guys, there was 5 technicals. I think they were all in the first half, because then I think it rained in, right?
Well, I don't know.
There were 5 technicals.
You know, when we were up, we were going, and here's where the game changed is when Mississippi State player Matthews pushed. He was on the ground, and he pushed an Auburn player off of him. And I mean, you saw him get off of me.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what you couldn't really see on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that boy, our Matthews, ended up getting like a.
Well, he pushed him again. He pushed him after he pushed him off, and then the whistle blew, and then he kind of shoved him again, if I recall.
Yeah,
so it was too much, but
here's what you couldn't see.
Yeah.
Is that Auburn player had his elbow down on his neck.
Not when he pushed him the second time, but you know what? You could it was 100%
agree. I mean,
you
could tell. And I did. The way he pushed him off, I thought he was hurting him somewhere.
He really was. Because they're very, I mean, they get emotional and they get in it. But I mean, they're usually pretty good at just moving along. And I had the same thing. I was like, whoa, something's going on because it was.
It was a big reaction that.
It was. Early, pretty early in the game.
Pretty early. That kind of turned some things. Anyway.
It did.
Anyway,
but it was a great game. It was
did
they end up
physical.
Losing by 8 or 10? I mean, it got away at the end, but they were.
Yeah, I ended up, I had a baby shower I had to go to, so I missed the ending.
Okay,
it
was they kept going and kept going. There was always a chance they could get back, but
in other sports news,
yes,
Mississippi State baseball. Now we are unranked in baseball and we came in playing number 2. LSU, and we beat them Friday night by a lot. We lost Saturday by a run.
Okay. Ooh.
And we beat them Sunday by a lot. Not only did we beat them by a lot, but they went home in the 8th inning because of the 10-run rule.
Are you kidding? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, they had the mercy,
we didn't
mercy
even,
shut
yeah,
down
we
the
had
game?
The mercy shut down
oh,
on LSU.
Oh, that is...
Yep.
That's a little bit of a humbling.
So, the last thing, bases loaded. Here's how the last run came in. Bases were loaded and the winning run came in just from a walk.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a humbling experience.
That is a very humbling experience. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I had just seen little snippets on social media. People were, talking about the baseball.
But Mississippi State will be going to March Madness and we play Michigan State. I'm not exactly sure the date. I feel like
I didn't see the final bracket.
Oh, I think it's Thursday.
Okay.
I believe we play Thursday, but I don't know the time.
Okay.
So
I know. I'm just so glad they're in it. I mean, they really deserve to be there. So hopefully they'll.
Yes. They played their tails off.
And I will say, Auburn went on to win the SEC championship. So, like, we got beat by the people that went on to win.
Like
so
Auburn.
That we're just gonna. I know there was one particular player that I
Oh,
I didn't care for him.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No.
I love you, Auburn, but he was a cocky. I did not care for him. You know who I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. It was obvious. Yeah. It was obvious. Like, I'm all for celebrate. I know you can even yell after you make a thing. But there was one player who his whole face, he's the one that got shoved off it, or he got a technical too.
Yeah.
But he need to,
he was,
He needs to settle it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He needs to settle down his thinking a lot of himself because I know he's someone's child.
God don't like that.
But Holly and Joni didn't like it. I didn't like it. And I'm all for being, there's a difference. You can just tell a difference in the way, the look on the face. And I didn't like it when something was happening. He was over there talking and doing stuff when.
He's an arrogant, cocky.
I didn't care for him. No. And he didn't line up right away to go congratulate. He was over the camera holding the sign, and then he carried a sign through the. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done. Nope. I wish you all the best, but
yeah, that's all right. He'll get humble.
Well, in other news, so the other day I went to Sam's. This is just a not very important situation, but just thought I'd share. So I had to run in because I was looking for my dad. Wanted some fiber. There were some certain fiber pills that. He's like, Sam's will have them at a good price. Do you mind running in? He doesn't have a membership. I'm like, sure, no problem. So I go in, no cart. I'm just running in for just these fiber pills. And I look up and down all the aisles and they don't have them. And they make them, they're online, but they don't have them. And I look up and there are no stores in St. Louis have this, just a basic fiber pill. I'm like, they have everything else. So I was like, oh, whatever. So I just ordered them off of Amazon. Amazon had the very same ones. Anyway, ordered them. But then as I was in there, I saw they did have the really big two-pack, jumbo pack of Miralax. And then my mother-in-law likes that. She needs that. So, and I can only ever find the small ones at like the grocery. So I was like, ooh, I'll get these. So there I am walking out of Sam's.
You're going to get all kinds of information on designer cornbread here. Welcome to the laxative section.
Welcome to taking care of your parents. This is just what it is, guys. This is, if you're not there yet, just prepare your hearts. But the funny thing was, again, I had no cart because I'm just running in.
Yeah.
And you know how they strap them together, like the two pack? So I've got this big purple plastic handle with this ginormous Miralaxes. And I'm walking out and I'm walking through the parking lot kind of fast because I've got stuff to do. And I'm thinking,
because that Miralax is starting to work.
You know, people are like, well, she had to get in there for that Miralax.
she got to go.
She came in when you don't even get a cart at Sam's, like you just come in and they were thinking that I really just had to come for that Miralax.
I wish I'd been there with the camera.
It was humbling. I'm not going to lie. It's a bright purple plastic handle, a two pack, like a Miralax dumbbell. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Anyway,
so. I really, really, really hate that I missed that.
I know. I know. I'm glad. I'm glad that you did. And carrying on in this theme.
I would have put that on in your funeral slide.
I know you would. Yeah. You guys, here's another pastime that we like to do. We like to tell each other about the pictures that we're going to put in each other's funeral slideshow. Video slide that we're having. At each other. Whoever goes first, man, is really gonna, they deserve it. If you go first, you know.
That's right. You get what you get.
And you get the slides. So she's already collecting pictures of, and she wished that she had that Miralax.
Yep.
Too bad. On that same note, though, a similar kind of a supplement type of topic.
I'm afraid.
No, it's not. Well, I don't know. It is actually pretty bad. Have you seen these ads? I'm seeing them on Instagram. Of course, everything I ever see is on Instagram. And they're advertising for like powdered, like colostrum, like cow colostrum.
Okay.
Now, I'm not drinking colostrum from a cow. I'm not.
To be very good for you.
I like my supplements. I'm not drinking colostrum from a cow. I'm just not doing that. It's gone too far. I literally had to flip back to the ad because I'm like, did I just read that right?
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, they're selling a powdered. Anyway, if you don't know what colostrum is, you can just look it up. But anyway, I don't even have anything to say. I'm 52 years old. I'm not drinking colostrum. I'm just not doing
it. Mother's milk.
Okay. From a cow. I'm like, it was too much. It was too much for me. It was too much.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I have some news.
What? Tell us.
Wednesday, which will be the day before our podcast, Janie Head is having a birthday. day. She is one of our favorite little people and listeners.
She is a March birthday. I forgot.
She is. Yes. Okay. She is having a birthday. And then Friday, we are going to have some pizza. And anyway, I sent her a text. She hasn't answered me. I may go shopping with her on Thursday.
Oh, that's so nice. Happy birthday. Because by the time this comes out,
it will be.
Janie, it'll be another birthday. You'll be another year older.
Another trip around the sun.
And another year wiser. And that is a big deal. That is a big deal. Happy Designer Cornbread birthday to you. Go get some colostrum.
Anyway. Oh, my gosh. Don't do that, Janie. Don't. No. No, we're not doing that.
They're selling it. I'm telling you. Go get some Miralax. Whatever.
Hey, let's talk a minute because you and I talked about it last year. And now that our kids are out, it's not a big deal. But Tuesday, I gave the pre-ACT test to sophomores.
Okay.
Juniors took the ACT and freshmen, sophomores took the pre-ACT.
Okay.
And you and I talked about our kids have had bad test anxiety. And JB, you know, he did fine on the ACT, but I don't feel like that it reflected what he really knew.
Right. Sure.
Just because
it doesn't
always. It's, you know, and unfortunately that's what these colleges look at for scholarships. And I would love to say, I mean, JB had a beautiful, beautiful resume with, he graduated with like a 98.7 or something like that. And
which to me should make such more of a difference than a test score.
But then And he,
but you're comparing, you know, and that's what they're trying to do is compare.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to compare school districts. Yeah,
he had leadership out the wazoo. He had music, community service, music, all kind. And I thought this boy will get a free ride. I mean, it's just had a beautiful resume. Boy State trying, you know, I mean, you name it, he was there. And I was pretty surprised when he did not get a lot of scholarships. And his ACT, I mean, it was not bad. It was fine. It was good. But his friends who did absolutely nothing and made like a 31 on the ACT got full rides. And, you know, to me, I hate that. And I tell my students that I hate the ACT. I mean, they are taking one test grade from one Saturday or one day of the week. They have no idea what's going on in that kid's life at that point. They don't know, you know, do they feel bad? Do they, you know, and they're taking this one grade. And that's what they're basing whether you get scholarship money from or not. And I just think it's horribly unfair and not right. And, you know, I think you should look at the whole student.
Definitely.
But regardless,
definitely,
that's what it is.
It should at least weigh in a little more equally. I mean, I understand they need to, you know, have something, but it should be a little more equal. At least now they have where, I mean, you can always take it again. Please take it again, guys, because it almost always goes up. So take it again. The first time is just your, you know, like just get in there and take it. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
And then take it again. You can take it as many times as you want. And at least now what's different than from when we took it, as far as I recall, they do what's called your super score.
Your super score.
And they didn't do that for us, where they take your best score in each section. So, because, you know, there's the different sections. So say you do better on the science section one day that you take it. And then the next time you don't do as well in the science, but maybe you do a little better in the English, you know. So they compile those into what's called your super score. And that helps.
So I mean, that helps. Now my advice in, you know, being inside the school system, and I would assume that most schools will do this, but our high school, we do we have ACT classes and we do an ACT workshop after school, usually the week before the ACT. And I'm going to tell you, y'all, as a mother and a teacher, have your students go to those workshops, take the class, go to the workshops, get online and take practice tests.
Right.
Do everything that you can. I mean, you can't really study for it, you know.
No,
I mean,
it's not more, like it's more about it's more about workshops on test taking. It's more about how to take this test and tips and things of how to work through the material, the tips, and it's more stuff like that that you
and
need,
they will address. They will address that test anxiety. I have it bad. I am a terrible test taker. I'm panic. I can't. I mean, I have horrible, horrible test anxiety.
I had homework anxiety, but I did fine on tests. I didn't like to do my homework, but the test, I was okay.
Listen, let me tell you something. We were doing a ACT kind of workshop thing for teachers, just, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, during in-service. And they put a ACT test in front of us with like 8 questions or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It said, okay, you have 8 minutes to complete this.
Oh, you stressed. You told, yes.
I was in tears.
Oh, Joni.
I was in tears.
That makes me
so
sad.
I can't. Oh. And it's those timed things.
It's the pressure, yeah.
Look, nobody was even going to look at that. Mm-hmm. It had no bearing on my life whatsoever. Mm. And, you know, it didn't count toward anything. But, and here's part of it, like even reading in those moments of panic.
Yeah, you can't read. I will get that if I have to do it, right? If I have to do it in a hurry, if I feel like I really am in a hurry, you do. You lose that, like,
the focus.
It's like you
can't
read.
I mean, I will literally have to go back and read it like 4 or 5 times before I can even begin to comprehend it. I mean, I was in tears, and Ron happened to be teaching at that time. I was shaking. He'd never seen me have to go through that. Hmm. And he was like, he said, Joni, nobody's looking at this.
Right.
I was like, I know. And as soon as you say, go, you've got 8 minutes. I'm like, I can't do this.
I can't read.
You know,
I can't move my pencil.
I can't read. I don't know. Yeah.
Then you have to fill in the tiny dot neatly. And you're like, it's just a whole thing, you guys. It's a whole thing.
So, but seriously, encourage your kids to do that. And you had a good piece of information about community colleges too. So if you'll share that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, again, as we've talked before, there's so many different paths your kids can take, and going right into a 4-year college is fantastic. And if that's what your kid is excited about and has the drive to do, that's awesome. And some kids either just don't know for sure what they want to study or where. So it's like, you know, it's not that they don't want to go away, but it's just like, I don't know. And so that's a lot of money and a lot of investment to just not know. Anyway, don't forget about your community colleges. St. Louis has a very good community college system, many different campuses, and I know a lot of most places do. So don't forget about that as an option. I mean, some kids take a gap year and all that kind of stuff, and that can be helpful too. But your community college, so you can start knocking out your core classes. So they don't know what, like, you know, it gets stressful. Like, what are you going to major in? What dorm? What, all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Just go. And if that's what will help, you know, maybe be a better fit for now. And they can just start taking some of their core, take your basic math, take your English comp, take your, you know, all the stuff that's going to transfer, you know, to, if they do transfer into a 4-year school. But here's the info that Joni was talking about. For those of you who maybe don't know, because I didn't know till I was going through it with both Avery and Hudson did some community college. Avery actually did 2 years there and then transferred right into a 4-year. Everything transferred. She was right on track and, you know, graduated fine and ended up being a great student. And she's one of those ones that the ACT was not her friend. So let me just encourage you with that too. If you have an issue with if your kid has an issue taking tests, or that turns out to be terrible, she got a really nice scholarship going later.
Yeah.
Because one thing you need to know when you transfer, most of the time to schools, when you transfer, they don't look at your ACT or your SAT. You don't even have to send them. Okay. Most times. There may be some exceptions, but we found they don't ask for them. If you've already have some college under your belt, they're kind of like moved on. You know, they want to see what you're doing now.
Now. Yes.
So that was very, very helpful for Avery, just because she, like I said, the score wasn't great, but she's an outstanding student, and because she works very hard and she has good executive function, but, you know, the test taking and then also the fact that we homeschooled, so not to be like, you know, but our curriculum's not going to match up with what the state and the nation and the, you know, it may not match up. You know, we were able to do things that were different, and got her a great education, but, you know, it didn't match up with what all the public schools were doing.
I remember taking my test, and of course it's all, you know, this standardized nationwide, whatever. And I had to read this section and it kept talking about a bubbler. And I was like,
a bubbler?
A bubbler. I don't even know what a bubbler is.
I don't either.
It wasn't making, it's a water fountain.
A bubbler?
A bubbler.
Who calls a water fountain a bubbler?
Somewhere up north.
Well, not up north, here.
It's a bubbler.
That must be further
way
north.
Up north.
Keep going.
That's the only, a bubbler. And then
bubbler.
Another one that I'd never, they, you know, was he put on his rubbers and I was going, I'm not sure this is appropriate.
I'm not sure this is an appropriate
thing. Well, it was his boots. His
galoshes
boots.
Or his boots.
His galoshes.
Yeah. Okay.
But terminology
it doesn't
throughout.
Take regional terminology.
Yeah, regional terminology is not, I've never heard of a bubbler in my life until that point. And
that surprises
and I had to
me because
home.
that's very yeah. specific. Whereas like drinking fountain, everybody knows a drinking fountain.
Yeah,
like, a that's just
fountain.
What it is.
Yeah.
But
yes, a bubbler.
Bubbler.
Yeah.
I'm calling it that from now on.
A bubbler. Go drink, yeah. Get a drink of the, out
I'm
of the bubbler.
I'm going to go get a drink at the yeah. bubbler. Tim's going to be like, what? The other thing.
Anyway.
Yeah, the other thing, just to finish up really quickly. Yeah. So they don't look at the ACT. And then also, we've talked about before, the it's the most competitive, the freshman class to get in is the most competitive. Yeah. So that's where you're everything, you know, there's just the most amount of students applying at that mm-hmm. time.
Right.
So if you transfer in, even as a sophomore, even just 1 year later, there's spots that open up because they've got room in those classes because
yeah,
people
all
have
those,
shifted
yeah,
and dropped
it's been
out.
Weeded out. Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's room. And so, and you're not having to look at it, you know, ACT, SAT, they're looking at your college, you know, what you've been doing and you're, yes. they do look at your high school transcript. I mean, so all that yes. counts.
Yeah.
Right. But and if you get in, it's, you know, your junior year, your sophomore year, it's a lot easier to transfer. So take heart, parents and students.
Well, and let me say this to you. As a CTE teacher, CTE is career technical education. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that college is not for everybody. And nope. it's not like it used to be where if you were going to make any money, you had to go to college. Now, listen, we've got so many kids in the workforce and y'all, they are making bank.
Yep.
And so if college is not for your kid, that's fine. JB has a friend who college was not for him and he went out, he's doing like bulldoze work and he's making over $100,000 right now.
Sheesh.
You know, compared
yeah.
to,
yeah. I, you know, you have to work hard
who,
and you have to be
yes.
good at what you're doing. I mean, it's not yes. like it's a guarantee, but that's a very good point. Just,
yeah.
you know,
and so
it's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. And,
no.
That said, I also did on Thursday, our National Guard rep came to my class and he brings MREs and an MRE is a meal ready to eat. It's what they, it's those packet of foods that they take to the, out to the field and all that. So he brings them in and they get in the groups and they have to take that MRE and gourmet them up.
That's such a great activity. I think that's so fun. I would love doing that.
Judged on creativity and presentation and taste. And I'll be real honest with you. I expected like cat food, you know.
Right.
I was not looking forward to judging the MREs.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, were they like military factors?
Really good.
They like factor.
They were like military factors. Yes.
We should so be sponsored. Factor,
and
get on here.
The kids look thinking outside the box. One of the packets came with coffee grounds. Coffee, instant coffee, just a little packet of instant coffee,
okay.
whatever.
Oh, you're making a sauce out of that. Yes,
and
ma'am.
They got heavy whipping cream out of my refrigerator and mixed okay. that and a little bit of sugar together and made like this topping for a dessert.
Whipped cream.
Yes.
A little,
it was a mocha whip.
A little
yeah.
cat. Oh my goodness. I love that.
Yes.
That's a great
yeah.
idea.
So they did really, really good. Anyway, so again, military may be an option.
Absolutely.
Talk to your reps or a way to pay for college.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's yes. a money situation, that yeah. that obviously is a very good possibility too. Whether you
right.
do it before or after, because the GI, you know, you can get free
yeah.
after, or you can be in ROTC. Yeah. You know, which is another. I mean, most people know about this stuff, but not everyone. If you do ROTC in college, you know, if you are interested in doing military, you do have to then, it helps pay for school. Then you do have to enlist for a certain, you know, it's like 4 years or something. It's
yeah,
if two
yeah,
or four. It's not
four
like,
years.
You know, I mean, which
yeah.
is a long time, but
yeah.
not
well, you're
to
not,
get your school done.
You're not
done.
Signing your, right. I mean,
right.
you're not signing your life away. And yeah. here's the deal. If you take the college route, I mean, you come out as an officer.
You do. You go in, you go into military as an officer. You don't go in as a private.
As a grunt.
That's a nice little thing too. Yeah. So many options, so many kids doing, I mean, nowadays too, man, again, like you can do community or whatever and, you know, take some business classes and take some things. And some kids are entrepreneurs and some kids are already wanting to get their own businesses going. And I you know, it does benefit you to have some, you know, basic accounting or business or just things like that. But there's just so many options. So this is the time of year, you're right, where people are kind of looking at things and doing college visits, which is wonderful like that. You know, he knew he was going to go right to a 4-year. That just was, it felt right. It was right. It was a built, you know, that was always the thing for him. So it's cool.
I remember when JB, we had toured a few colleges with JB and I did not, I've forgotten why I could not go to the Mississippi State one, but Ron took him down there and Ron said, Joni, the minute we stepped on campus, he said, I knew.
Yep.
He said his whole face, it just was like, this is it.
That was Thatcher at Belmont. It was actually, we went and visited it first. Tim and I saw it and walked on the campus and I was like, okay. And we weren't familiar really. We just started, but I was like, And then when Thatch went and visited, he was like, same thing. I'm home. Here it is.
I'm home.
Doesn't always happen that way, though. I don't want to make people think. It's like when people say, I became a Christian and my whole life, but like, it doesn't, never know. But sometimes it does. It does. So it's an exciting time of year for all you parents that are.
It is. And we have left St. Patrick's Day and we are headed straight into Easter. Yep. And
Palm that's Sunday coming up, is this week.
Palm Sunday. And we actually have our church Easter egg hunt does it on Palm Sunday in case it rains, we have a rain day, you know, instead of pushing it to the last minute, then.
Oh, I was thinking it was because if people have their own family things or parents, people coming in town, they don't have to do it at the same time.
Yeah. We do a whole little luncheon and then the kids go and hunt eggs. It's fun after church.
Does Ron dress up like the Easter bunny?
He did not, but he did wear to church last night, a big, leprechaun hat and attached a beard.
One of those big red crazy scary beards.
Yeah.
Wow. Please tell me you did get a picture of that.
I did not actually.
Gosh, Joni.
I did not. So anyway, all right.
I have one more. So the other thing that happened this last week was I had a, don't get weird, I had a very vivid dream and I know we've talked about this before, but my teeth fall coming out like vivid, like I really, like I totally thought it happened. And I know that exactly it was my four front bottom teeth right there. One at a time just were coming out. And then I'd be like, oh, I'd start to wiggle the neck. And then also my top back molar just came right out.
Things are changing.
It's changed in that I was trying to remember what it was because I'm like, I know it means something and I couldn't
remember.
It's
permanent. Yeah. Anytime that you start dreaming of your teeth like shattering or coming out, losing your teeth,
they just might, it doesn't ever hurt. It doesn't ever hurt. They just are kind of like loose. And then I'm like, oh, look at that. Yeah. And then now it comes and I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah. It means when like permanent things in your life are changing.
Well, I don't know what that could mean. I don't got anything like that happening.
You know, Avery is getting married. You're gaining a son-in-law. And
my youngest is going to fly the coop. Nothing. Everything is fine.
Yeah. It's all good.
It's all fine. I'm just, no teeth.
Your oldest has moved to New York. Yeah. I mean, all these permanent things in your life now are changing. But yeah, a lot of people, I would have that dream a lot when I was in high school or like right before I went to college.
Yeah, I definitely had it more when I was young, when I was that age. And then I haven't had it in a long time, but yeah.
You know, and these are big changes too. You know, you think about people graduating from high school. I mean, you think the college that they decide to go to or whatever walk of life, I mean, that's usually more than likely where they're going to meet their spouse or
or just good friends, formative
good friends.
Yeah.
Your business connections, your job. I mean, all this, you're putting that on a 17-year-old kid saying, you know, this path that you take and then come graduating college, you know, trying to find a job, trying to, you know, what city am I going to live in?
Well, you've been a student. That one is crazy because you've been a student your entire life. That one is not even just like, you know, you've gone from high school to college or elementary to whatever, and you switch. This is like ending a career. Like, I've done the semester.
It is a
life. The rhythm of my entire life now is going to change. Yeah. And that is, I know, like, for Avery,
the chapter hasn't ended. You're picking up a whole new book now.
Right, you know? Right. And it's been great. Like, you know, Avery's loved it. That's, you know, loved, I mean, he went on to grad school, so it took a couple more years. But, you know, she's loved it because it's just been really freeing. And I mean, when you think about how long you are a student and work and tests and homework and papers and all the things you do to now go out into the world and, and, you know, it's work and all that, but like she said, and she's like, I get home at night and I can do what I want to do because I don't have homework, you know?
Here's the other thing. You have been with people your own age, your entire life.
Yep.
And then you get out into the workplace and you're working with all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is definitely a big change because it's really, like I said, it's a whole rhythm of your entire life. Semester, fall semester, Christmas break, spring semester, spring break, summer off, you know, and it's like all of a sudden you're like, wait, where's our summer break?
Unless you're like me and it
unless
all
unless your teacher, you and John Bonder just continue on with your little student
John
life.
John Bonder, Briggy, and I are rich in time.
You guys really are, for sure.
Rich in time.
For sure. Absolutely. Okay. What else? Let's see. What time did we start? Are we doing okay?
Well, I think it's time. Let's see. So let's do a recipe. I'm going to take the easy way out, but it's Easter and you may have a lot of family coming. I'm just going to do a strawberry sheet cake and it's so easy, but it's so good. And you're going to take real strawberries and, you know, blend them up in the blender or your food processor and just get a white cake mix. And eggs and oil, you know, you're just going
That's so much better than the strawberry cake mix. Like, those are fine for certain things, but this sounds really good.
Put your strawberries in it and all that. And you're going to save some for your frosting. And it's just a good recipe. It feeds a lot of people. It's not, and you're not having to, like, put on the show of a cake.
Yes.
It's not your layer cake and you got to decorate it. Look, you got family coming in. Spend time with your family.
Yeah.
Don't worry about having a beautifully decorated
cake. And having to put stuff on at the last minute and do all that. And this way, and let's just be honest, everyone is stuffed. Like, you do that and you do some little Easter candy, little chocolate eggs around, like, you're done. Yeah. Like, no one needs a big, huge Easter dessert.
I love a pretty cake, but I'm now at a point where I'm tired. I just want to be with my people.
Yep.
You know, so...
And that's special. And that's a homemade, wonderful cake. That's delightful with the strawberry.
It's going to be delicious. You don't have to put it. You can cut it in pieces and put, you know, whatever as you serve it. That's fine. Yep.
You go. You can put a little decorate. Yeah, you could do a little thing on the top if you wanted to. If you just can't
piece
resist
of mint or something on. You know, I don't know.
That sounds perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Yep.
That's a good one. Okay, is it my week for top three?
Top three.
It is your week.
Okay,
for top three.
I'm prepared. I'm ready.
I've written one down for next week. I may still have to go and pull Macy in.
No,
but
you had the little bye week with Macy.
That was my call in.
Now you have to.
I'm training Macy.
She's going to be like, I like the pretty flowers outside. That's really what you're going to do next week. Don't even lie. Okay, number one, my top three this week. Is a book, and I don't think I've ever talked about it. I started reading it like quite a while ago for a Bible study, and I never finished it. And so I'm picking it back up. It's called The Jesus of Suburbia, and the subtitle is How Have We Tamed the Son of God to Fit Our Lifestyle?
Yeah,
and it's by Mike Ayer, Erre, and we'll put a link in there. It's really good. It's a small book, it's not, you know, big, huge tome of some kind. It's a small book, but it really is very eye-opening to just, man, and I would think it would, suburbia, but I think just as easily small town, like, you know,
you're a pretty
culturally Christian place, and I think this probably really, really applies to just How are we, and we're making Jesus and God fit our lifestyle.
Our lifestyle. That's
right. And where we are in America and where we are in history. And it's very, very eye-opening. So I really recommend that book. If you just look up Jesus of Suburbia, you're going to get a Green Day song with some nasty lyrics. So don't.
Gosh.
I'm just saying from experience.
Okay.
I went to look and get the link today, and I put in the Jesus of Suburbia, but you have to put book after that, or you'll get some big Green Day song that apparently in it's
or not very just nice. Follow our link on our website.
Or just I'm just warning you if you're like looking at it right now, typing in. I'm like, just be aware. Number two is a new. Oh, I didn't bring it in here. I could have at least showed you. It's just a new big insulated tumbler that I got. It's by Slim Modern, and it's the Trek tumbler. It's ginormous, so it's kind of like your big Stanley.
I was going to say, you're not getting your Stanley?
No, I don't. I don't want anything against it. I just don't want to pay like for this. This is $30.
Listen, all my little girls at school are coming in with their Stanley tumblers.
Yeah.
And I thought,
we had the bubbler.
Don't you know?
We had to go to the bubbler.
I thought, but don't you know all these construction guys who've been using Stanley for years?
Oh, I know.
It's hit the teenage girl.
Yep. I literally have like a couple of the green like thermoses.
Yes, I have an old green in our basement. Stanley thermos. Yeah.
I'm like, way to go, Stanley. That's a marketing. I would love to study
that's
in like a marketing class.
Yeah.
But this is not them. So you just did a whole Stanley thing. It's not a Stanley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's Slim Modern, the Trek tumbler. It's a 40-ounce. It's very big with a small base, so it fits. My issue is a lot of times cups aren't fitting nicely in my car. But it's really tall. It has a straw. It has a lid that goes on nice and tight and a big, nice handle. Because I've been using just kind of my, I don't know what they are, like a big Yeti without a handle. And that's been okay. But when I'm coming in and out of the car, I can't dedicate like a whole hand to hold that.
Oh, I like cup. It's got a handle. Oh, it's I got like that.
It's got a handle. So like you can grab it with one finger and it doesn't leak because the straw is in there really tight, the hole. And they're really pretty. There's a whole bunch of colors.
I have to get that.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of colors. I got a white and then like a kind of a dark blue. And so like the straw, the lid, the bot, everything is this beautiful color. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of colors, some patterns, and it's like $30. So go get you a simple, slim, modern something or other. I'm really good at this. Okay. The last thing is a singer, which I don't want to hear. Listen, Gen Z people out there, because I know we have a big Gen Z listening demographic.
Of course, we do. Yes.
We do. We're big with the Gen Zers. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I don't want to hear any that I know you guys have known about this person, and I'm like the last person on the planet to find out. I understand. Teddy Swims. I know. I don't really know if he's popular or not. All I know is that my Gen Z daughter played a song of his for me. And I feel like I've kind of heard the name maybe, but... So Teddy Swims is the singer. I don't know anything about, listen, if he's gross and been canceled and all that, I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know. I'm just saying I really enjoy his voice and some of his music. It's almost like he's very, what he reminds me of is Chris Stapleton. So if you guys know, like that's my jam, but it's like Chris Stapleton, that bluesy rock. He's not country at all. So he's more bluesy rock, hip hop. He kind of goes into that realm, but with that same kind of really good voice. So his song that was really popular, I think I had heard, it's Lose Control. That came out last year. And he sings it. It's amazing. I'll put a link to just a YouTube so y'all can hear that. But I was listening today on my little Spotify, and he does covers. He does some covers of people. So he did You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
Oh.
Looks like we made it. And he sings it. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I was shook. I was like, well, that's really cool. And then he does a version of Don't Stop Believing, you know? He's just got a really good voice. I enjoy him. Again, I don't know anything really about him. And I understand that I'm probably the last person on the entire planet next to Joni. You're really the last person.
I am the last person.
She's the last, and I'm the second to last. So, but I just thought I'd pass that along because that was what my daughter shared, some song that I can't remember the song she shared, but it was really good. So there you go. Good. It was good. Go read your book about Jesus while sipping on your Trek tumbler and listening to your Teddy Swims, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
So that's it from here. What are you doing tonight? You cooking dinner?
No, we're going to eat the leftover cottage pie that I made.
Oh, was it a big whiskey cheesecake?
It was.
The cottage pie?
Cottage pie and Irish whiskey cheesecake.
Oh, you're having like a real official dinner. That's excellent. That's pretty good for a Monday.
Well, it's leftover. I did yesterday.
But that's good. That's the joy of the leftover, man. I love it.
I know. I even tried to give some. We took some over to Monty, our big friend Monty and Rhonda that live down the street.
Monty! Rhonda! They're a lot of fun. We had a lot of
John
fun with Monty
and Rhonda. And Rhonda's sister, Shelly, were there. But John, I work with John, and he is the strongest person I've ever met in my life. He teaches the carpentry class, but I promise you, that man, you know those galvanized pipes?
Yeah.
He took one and bent it in half.
What?
With his bare hands.
What? He's the Hulk.
Yeah. He is the Hulk.
Hulk smash.
But on the inside, he's a teddy bear.
Oh.
Yeah. I call him Big John. I love him. He's probably my favorite person.
Oh, you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say that. What if Wes is listening?
I don't care. Well, he's stronger than Wes.
He can crack it out. He can crack Wes in half. For survival purposes, you have to pick. But
Wes can pick Wes up and wave him around like a rag doll.
I know, but Wes can cook some ribs.
He can smoke some ribs.
So I don't know. That's a toss up.
He sent me. Listen, I do have one more story, and then I'll let you go. Okay. So we're out at Burnt Church Friday night, and there's no cell reception there, right? And so, or it's very spotty. And so I get a text message from, it used to be our SRO, the sheriff's resource officer at the school, and my assistant principal. And they came in, both came in, and it says sending attachment. They both came in within 1 minute of each other. And I was like, something's happened. But the attachment won't load.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, and I show it to, you know, my friend Paige, and Paige is like, she's like me. She went, something's happened. I went, I know, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what's happened.
Who knows? Yeah.
We get back to town. It's still spinning. It won't load. It won't load. It won't load. So Saturday morning, I just picked up the phone and I called Farrell and I said, hey, you and Ben Jean both sent me an attachment, but it won't load. What's happened? He said, oh, Piggly Wiggly's got drumsticks on sale. You can get 15. He had sent
the
picture.
My Lord. These men. What the heck? You're thinking like there's a bomb threat or something. And they just want to tell you that the drummies are on sale.
I know. The sticks are on sale.
I can't even with them. I can't even. I swear.
That's it. Yeah.
They better watch out because you're gonna put something in those drummies.
A student had somebody had a wreck, or somebody got arrested, or so you know. I didn't know what in the world was going on, but it was just the
drummies.
Chicken legs.
Drummies. That pretty much sums it up, guys. Yeah. That and walking with your Miralax through the parking lot. That's right. Just what we're. Go. Our lives are very glamorous.
Yep.
Very glamorous. Okay, that's all we can possibly do this week. That's it. That's all we got. We gave you guys your money's worth. So hope you guys have a great week. Hope you have a great, it'll be coming up to, like we said, Palm Sunday. When you listen to this, it'll be a couple days before. And we will talk to you next time. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn doggy dog. Corn dip.
You can't even get it right.
I don't know. Your dog or dip.
Every time you say corn dog, all I can think of is Snoop Dogg. And so that's all I can think of.
Corn diggity dog dip. That's it. That's your new name. Corn diggity dog dip.
You're not going to be able to say it right.
Corn diggity dog dip. I said
you
it.
Can say it now, but when the time
dog dip, corn diggity dog dip.
See,